This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. Let's join our guests for the day. It's Oanda market analyst Kenny Fisher and in the United States, Trader Nick. Good afternoon, guys.
Hi, Johnny. Hi, Kenny.
Of course, it's not afternoon for you yet, Nick. You're a few hours behind Kenny and myself. But boy, oh boy, what a week we've had, where it's been one of the most turbulent in recent memory, certainly since COVID and before then, of course. But we had some, what many would regard as good news today from the Bank of Japan. I'm going to come to you first, Kenny. It looks like the BOJ has decided against increasing rates to prevent any more market volatility. Why do you think they came to that decision?
Well, as you mentioned, Johnny, there's been a lot of market volatility, especially in Japan. That started from the time that the Bank of Japan met, which was on July 31st. There was a surprise there. They tightened rates more than expected. It was only 0.15%, so not even a quarter point. It was a surprise nonetheless, and Governor Ueda signaled that there's more tightening coming up. And due to that surprise, the yen jumped actually up to 7% until a couple of days ago against the U.S. dollar. But then the Bank of Japan's deputy governor said that there would be no more rate hikes while the market was volatile, meaning the current situation. And since then, the yen has fallen 2%, although the markets have stabilized. Looks like this could have been, as you said, a move to save the day to stabilize the markets. So we're seeing a lot of volatility with the Japanese yen. And the problem for traders is that we're getting these contradictory signals from the Bank of Japan. We have the governor saying that he plans to tighten rates. And then a week later, the deputy governor says, we're not planning to tighten rates while the market is volatile. So it's a bit unclear where the bank is going, where the Central Bank of Japan is going. But I think if the market turmoil recedes, I think they will stick to plan and plan to tighten. But in the meantime, it's just an open question where things are going. Investors seem to be hanging on every word we're hearing from the Bank of Japan, which has made for a roller coaster of a week.
Yeah, and it was kind of an interesting week you mentioned, Johnny, since notably you mentioned like 2020, like the COVID time and then 2008. And you know what also matches up perfectly with that is the spike in the VIX that we saw this week off of some of the same concerns and things that Kenny was just mentioning about the Bank of Japan. The VIX spiked during the course of this week on Monday. We saw a VIX hit 65, which is one of the highest VIX readings that we have had in decades, really. I mean, that is close, not quite as high as it went in the COVID pandemic sell-off that we saw. Then during 2008, we of course saw the big one. But the interesting thing here is that we have not seen that sort of increase in volatility going from a VIX in, you know, the mid 12s up to, you know, mid 60s is a remarkable change in market behavior. And I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people listening who are watching the markets this week were very taken by surprise by this sudden shift in market nature. With that said, you know, with what Kenny was saying about the Bank of Japan, it's really interesting how much, you know, the market swung from this terrified, you know, panic-driven market on Monday's open, with the Japanese yen just shooting straight to the upside and you know, reaching multi-month highs against other currencies. And then, you know, there was a couple things here. We'll talk about U.S. data in a moment, but specifically on the Bank of Japan, I thought it was very interesting that there was a little bit of a put placed into the market by, you know, the Japanese official that came out and basically said that essentially, we're not going to hike rates if the volatility is looking like this, because, you know, the Bank of Japan is not interested in crashing the system, and they know the effects of their currency on the global financial system. It is sort of a very popular borrow currency. Many funds, many institutions, many, you know, money managers are borrowing yen to buy other things globally. They are very well aware of their global impact that their rate decisions will have. So we'll see, because again, as Kenny was also pointing out, they've wanted to hike rates. And if that does persist, sooner or later, the market may see that happen anyways. So it's maybe fair to say that we are entering into a little bit of a paradigm shift where maybe we don't go right back to a low, you know, 12 VIX. Maybe we do see a little bit of continued market turmoil, especially as we edge closer to the elections at end of year. There is a possibility that you still see some volatility and that, you know, maybe, just maybe, this yen story is not over.
Kenny, what about interest rates? We've got the BOJ saying for the time being, they're not going to raise rates. But as far as we're concerned, so certainly in the United States, markets have priced in a half point cut in September. Many things could change between now and then, as we've seen over the last few weeks and months. This thing is so volatile. At this stage of the week, is that 50 point cut less likely than it was on Monday?
Before we answer that question, let's just maybe give a little bit of a background for investors who suddenly woke up and saw their portfolio sharply lower. What happened to the markets here? What's happened is that weak U.S. numbers have really sent the market into a panic. We had the U.S. non-farm payrolls a week ago, which was a lot lower than expected. It came in at 114,000. That caused the markets to fear that the U.S. economy could deteriorate much more quickly than expected, perhaps in a recession. And as you mentioned, the Fed is now possibly looking at a half point cut. Until now, everybody had assumed that it would be a quarter point. And I've seen different sources, one called the CME Group Fed Watch, put the half point cut at about 54%, which is pretty close to 50%. But other sources say the Fed will stick with a quarter point. But with the panic we've seen this week, we even saw calls for an emergency unscheduled rate cut, which is pretty unlikely. But I think if that happened before the September meeting, we'd have a lot more turmoil in the markets. So it's a question what the Fed will do. There is a good chance of a half point cut, which about a month ago was only a 3%. So 50%, we're talking about a huge change. What they will do, I think they have some time to sit on it because the Fed doesn't meet till September 18th. So it's a bit of an open question, but just the fact that we're talking about a half point cut is a huge, really a sea change from what we were looking at a month or two ago. I would also mention that the U.S. markets have rallied this week, so things are a bit more stable than they were earlier in the week. And next week, we have the U.S. releasing producer prices, which is not as important as the consumer inflation, but still nonetheless significant, as well as retail sales. So I think those numbers will go a long way in determining what the Fed does and influencing what kind of markets we see this week, depending on how strong that U.S. data is.
So we've got the retail sales figures next week, and that will be interesting reading. But this week's U.S. data, Nick, was particularly fascinating.
Yes, it was, because, you know, just alongside what we were just discussing about how in the short term, maybe a little bit of save the day effect from the Bank of Japan, the other save the day effect was the U.S. data that came in following this panic selling on Monday might have just put a stop to it more so than anything else. I mean, a lot of people on Monday, you guys might have heard this as well, but a lot of people on Monday were suspicious that there would be some sort of emergency rate cut. People, you know, jumped to that fear very quickly that the Fed is going to, you know, come out on Wednesday, the day, you know, the week before, and say, we think we've done it. The next Monday, come out and emergency rate cut. I, you know, thought that was kind of an interesting spiral in the emotions of the market.
Do you remember last week, Nick? I actually said to you, what about an emergency rate cut? This was on Friday. Maybe it was this podcast which started the conversation.
Well, I think that there's probably a very good chance that Jerome Powell listens to our podcast here. But anyways, the Monday data services PMI did help to save the day a little bit because they came in line. And you got to think, you know, here we have on Friday, as Kenny was mentioning, 114,000 jobs added. That was weaker than expected. So then going into the weekend, you probably had a lot of investors a little shaky about, oh, this carry trade unwind could occur. And then Monday, the flood selling. Also, the commitment of traders data notably showed a lot of buyback of the yen on Friday, which I thought was fascinating as well. The commitment of traders data showed on the institutional level a large amount of non-commercial positioning moved out of the yen trade on Friday. So that continued, you know, buyback of the yen on Monday caused the flush. But then the economic data, the Fed didn't need to say anything because the data came out and sort of helped to put a stop to the sell-off. And then, you know, what the market did is it was super volatile Monday through Thursday. And then on Thursday, you had the jobless claims data come out better than expected. And that really seriously caused yesterday, you know, a lot of people were like, are you kidding me? We've never seen the stock market move this hard in recent years off of a jobless claims just being slightly lower. But it's more just the antics of this market being so terrified. And then you get two kind of back to back, hey, things are fine data points. This is not, you know, drastically different from last week's numbers. So just kind of an amazing turn in sentiment, how we went from on Monday, you know, the Fed needs to emergency rate cut, fall out of the sky, recession imminent, 60% down S&P. You know, I was seeing this stuff all over social media. And then, you know, by Friday here, market feels like it's in a lot better place. Now, of course, the VIX is still very high. Volatility is expected to still move. We could see swings, you know, 2% down today. You know, the market is very, very volatile and the average daily move is very, very high. So percentage-wise, we could see large swings from here until that VIX really gets back down into the teens.
I think, as Nick has mentioned, we're seeing this tremendous volatility, although things have calmed down in the last few days. And just as the U.S. releases were fairly strong last week, stronger than expected, such as in the services sector, which helped, I think, to cause some of the panic to recede, this week's numbers also, retail sales especially, could have a large influence on what happens. If it's a weak retail sales, we might again see the investor nervousness reignite. So we're not out of the woods yet, and it could be another interesting week.
Kenny Fisher and Trader Nick, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Johnny. Have a good weekend, guys.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by ON.